Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, David, here in Texas. Cubs and White Sox busy talking to other teams, agents, talking about free agents. Where do you want to begin today?
I want to begin with the news earlier in the week that was a little surprising, I believe. Maybe your reaction, I'm curious about. Cody Bellinger opts back in with the Cubs. What was your reaction, and what does that do to the Cubs' offseason plan?
Well, I think it solidifies their lineup to a certain degree. You know, $30 million is what he opted into. We're going to talk to Scott Boras here in the meetings in Texas here today, probably 2 hours, talk about Cody's decision to come back and what it was based on. But for the Cubs, I think it gives them that left-handed bat in the middle of the lineup that they need. But it also means that they can't redirect the $30 million that was part of his contract coming off of a mediocre year for him. It wasn't a great year. It wasn't an awful year. Again, injury-plagued where he missed over 30 games. But you need really good players. Bellinger's a good player that plays four positions. So I think it helps him in a lot of ways. In other ways, the creativity to make their lineup better than what it was last year will be a little difficult for Jed Hoyer, who talked to us yesterday at length, both on and off the record, about where the Cubs are at.
Bruce, with Seiya Suzuki now becoming the designated hitter, if they don't make any changes, do you expect them to be creative in the trade market? Do you expect them, Suzuki, to maybe be somebody that they dangle if they can get him to waive his no trade clause? How active and aggressive do you think Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins will be in seeking trades that change the mix and complexion of this lineup?
Well, first of all, you know, David, you say, you know, they can get him to waive the no trade clause. How do you do that? Okay. How do you go to a player and say, we want to trade you, we want to take away one of your rights here? I mean, you have to offer him something, don't you? What is in it for him to waive his right of a no trade? The same thing with in left field, you know, when you have Hap, who has the same thing. It's like, what is the incentive for the player to waive a no trade clause other than hearing, well, we might want to trade you? Do you take it as, are you offended by it and you say, okay, trade me, I don't want to be a part of your team? How does it impact him? So it's a difficult process. Unless you're offering him another year and you're taking the chance that, you know, both him and Hap, that they're playing up to their abilities the way they were, because again, you don't know if you can trade him or not. So it's a difficult process. They're really locked up with their lineup, David. I mean, you identified it correctly. They don't have a lot of movement, especially now with Horner and having his surgery on his hand. They do not know exactly when he's going to be able to return.
Thank you. You guys have covered that well on Inside the Clubhouse. I think it's been largely overlooked, but Nico Horner's surgery and injury to that hand affects his trade value, or maybe what they're able to do in terms of pursuing a deal, because they don't know how healthy he's going to be, right?
Yeah, well, exactly, David. I mean, he was the most obvious guy that would be traded. And not that he's a bad player, not that they don't value him, but other teams do. Okay, so how do you improve? You improve by trading people that you have in your mind or in your organization duplications of. They think, you know, that Matt Shaw might be that. They think James Triantos might be that. They have really good young infielders coming in the organization. How do you get them in there, and what value do you get back for a very good player like Horner, who does not have no trade clause and is coming off of a good year, not a great year, but it was revealed by Jed Hoyer, David, that he played at least half of the season with this damaged hand. So do you have an even better feeling about how good he is and how well he played, despite the fact that he was hampered over half the year.
Talking with Bruce Levine, our baseball expert, down in San Antonio at the GM meetings here on The Score. Bruce, let's go to the White Sox. Will Venable made a great impression yesterday on Mully and I because of the way that he had just had energy, charisma, a bit of a vision, and you like what you heard. I wonder this, too. We asked him about surrounding himself with experience on the bench. David Ross's name came up, and I could almost hear him smile because it seemed like he liked the idea. He and Rossi have a good relationship, as you know, from their time together with the Cubs. Is that a realistic option for David Ross, and do you think he wants to get back in a dugout?
Well, I like the idea. I don't know how badly David wants to get back in. Certainly David's a tremendously talented guy that can be a coach, a manager again, which is what I'm sure he wishes to be, and also a terrific analyst on television. So I think David will have his options here after sitting out a year. I think it would be a tremendous hire for not just for Venable, but for the White Sox organization to have someone of David's experience and a plumb, the guy that can, he did nothing really wrong in his time with the Cubs, right? He wasn't Craig Counsell, okay? Just like Ricky Renteria wasn't Joe Maddon. Those were the sexier names. They got passed by, they got picked. So David would be a terrific addition to the Chicago White Sox. As to whether that happens or not, we'll find out. Both teams have a lot of coaches to name over the next week. I think we'll hear next week or two where both the Cubs and White Sox start naming their coaches. But the White Sox are the most popular team in San Antonio here, David, as far as Chris Getz having meetings with other teams. He said that he was, preparing to be able to talk to a lot of teams here, but he was mildly surprised as to how many teams want to talk to him about Garrett Crochet. And why wouldn't they, right? One of the better stories in baseball for the worst team in baseball. How do you do that? How do you get yourself over that? And with a favorable contract of probably about $4.5 million this year, David, and maybe tops at $8 or $9 million next year, he is somebody that other teams will very definitely want to give up more talent for because they have him for 2 years and they have him at a very good rate. So he's a very marketable player, obviously, for the White Sox, and they're going to be listening. I think he'll be traded. You know, I don't know if it'll be before the winter meetings coming up the 10th of December, but I think he'll be traded before the first of the year.
You've got a story on 670thescore.com about what the White Sox may get in return in terms of a position player or players. What do you think you're hearing is the going rate for a guy like Garrett Crochet under control, potential ace and or closer, and he's going to be able to be very selective, I think, if you're Chris Getz. What are we talking about? Three prospects, Bruce?
Yeah.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, again, it depends on the organization, right? Different, you know, you might have, Team A might have a grade 1, 3, 5 in their system as ranked players. They're only ranked in their system. That doesn't make them, you know, you look at the top 100 of MLB Pipeline if you want to really see what they're all about. So it just depends who they're trading with. And Getz underlined that, the idea that you have to be trading with a team that has the players that you want. And their hard work is right now and has been since last July when they were hitting the trade deadline and they were getting active questions about Crochet being traded. They have to know those other organizations' minor league systems better than those teams do. And that's their charge. They have to be on top of it. The best and the brightest of the White Sox front have to really know what's wrong when it comes to trading for a Garrett Crochet. They just cannot move him and hope that three players are good enough. They're going to have to be top, as you said, top three players in a good organization. You know, again, you always go back to the Dodgers. You always go back to Baltimore, teams that have been loaded with good minor league players. Those are the things that you watch right now.
Well, we got a minute left, Bruce, but what was your biggest takeaway from your Will Venable conversation? Because I was struck by how charismatic he was. Didn't necessarily expect that, but he certainly, you can see why people find him likable, relatable, and easy to understand.
Well, I got to talk to him yesterday here at the meetings, and I said, why did you come to the meetings? You know, there's six White Sox executives busy doing their work to try to make trades and talk to free agents. He goes, this is my opportunity to really get to know the front office and the people around it. I need to spend the offseason getting to know the organization, getting to know the players, being ready for my job. And that's going to take me full time to really get on top of this. You just don't come from another organization, fall into a job, and you're manager. He said it's going to take a lot more than that. And I'm prepared to know everything about this organization, the people in it, when I take this job starting in the spring.
Great stuff, Bruce. Have a safe trip, a productive one, and look forward to talking to you next time.
Thanks, David. Have a great day.
Bruce Levine, the Score's baseball expert and host of Inside the Clubhouse, every Saturday, 9 to 11, right here on the Score.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.